Cashatel has made a statement about the Minnesota mega fraud. But here's what you need to know. We are finding this with the Islamic communities all over the United States. And we see the similar numbers out of Canada and Europe and Australia and New Zealand. The type of Muslim immigrants on average that are coming here are Muslim Brotherhood. It's in the Quran to exploit your enemies, to drain them. It's legal to kidnap the women and put them in slavery. It's legal to deal drugs, as long as you're not doing it yourself, to bring down the infidel. And so here's some of the numbers. Millions of dollars in federal money now already being withheld from Minnesota over fraud allegations. Patel says even before this stuff broke last week, they've surged the area and are getting ready to charge a bunch of people. Yeah, well, you better charge the Democrats up above them. He says they're going to dismantle the Minnesota fraud schemes. Well, you better arrest Tim Walz and all the rest of them that set it up. FBI says Minnesota fraud arrest, tip of the iceberg. Here's just what Nick Shirley found. Waste of the day. Austin funds allegedly sent to fake companies. Same stuff, same scams, but not just using Somalis. Using the law firms for illegal aliens. There are 539 child care centers in Washington State that list Somalis as primary language. Most don't even have street addresses. Yeah. Can't bring your kids there because it's a P.O. box. It's the same thing in Ohio, Breitbart found. Unbelievable. And you try to investigate it, well, you get killed, like Representative Melissa Hortman. According to the killer, at the direction of Tim Walz, send a message to other Democrats that they better toe the line or die. So that's who we are dealing with. Robert Barnes is joining me to get into this, to get into the trajectory of the Trump administration, to get into Ukraine, Israel, foreign policy. And he's also been critical of Candace Owens before I was. And I'm not singling her out for attack or anything. It's that listeners wanted me to go look at what she was claiming, and I went and investigated the Egyptian planes, the Fort Huachuca thing, and it was verifiably not true. And then she keeps changing the subject and attacking anybody that questions it and saying, I never said that they had to give me alibis. I never said that they were planning to kill there, though that's what her and her surrogates were saying. And then later, oh, but their alibis aren't good anyways, and we don't care about the ninth when we said the meeting happened because they have alibis. What about this plane with the Undersecretary of Defense flying in with a border tour he'd had planned since July? Oh, so an official flew into a base one day. Whoever's on that plane is who we're looking at now. Changing the subject and then like a confidence game, just laughing and saying, we brought the receipts, over and over again. And you look at the receipts, it's insane. Oh, this Mitch Snow guy has been proven to be a legendary fraud. They should make a movie about him. He was at the base. No one ever denied he waddled onto the base. So just shocking. And I wonder what her end game is, why she's doing this. But people ask why I'm doing it. I mean, I went and investigated it. I mean, okay, Candace says these planes. We went and looked. You know, garbage. Okay, they're saying Fort Huachuca. And you got this state. You got a congressman, Amadai, they say is there. And you've got head of TPUSA Security. And then later, Erica Kirk's there too. And then Candace sends an email over to Mitch. Says, what about this guy from the Daily Wire? Oh, he was there too. It's like, wow, this guy's the oracle. But she is like the high inquisitor. She's like the white throne judgment of God. You don't question her. And then you don't question where she changes her story constantly. And I talked about this whenever Kennedy was getting confirmed. Look up when Kennedy was confirmed. The week that the hearings began, people are like, you got to listen to this. Kennedy's a Mossad operative and he's been penetrating. He's on the Epstein list. So I listened to like an hour and a half of it. And it's all no evidence, no witnesses, no nothing. And then as soon as he got confirmed, she dropped it. And back then I went, is she an operative? I'm going to watch her closer. And then I noticed, I think she's working with the deep state Democrats. I mean, that's the motive.
In my kitchen, I cook what's just right. Simple traditions, pure delight. Optimal human beef tallow treats meals just right. Cook strong at high heat with a taste so bright. So get yourself to the Alex Jones store. Support the crew and the InfoWar.
Wake up, folks! Spread this message! The globalist machine is tightening the chains, and they're after your freedoms.
The Podesta plan is in operation.
Don't worry, it's safe and effective.
Don't you just love my GMO potatoes?
Ladies and gentlemen, the truth is unfolding before our very eyes. We must question everything.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
All right. One of my favorite people, credible lawyer, amazing historian, incredible street smarts, Bobby B. Robert Barnes, Barnes_law on X, hosts a whole bunch of very popular podcasts. We're going to cover the waterfront in this hour with him today on this Monday, December 29th transmission. He wants to get into Epstein first, and I'm glad he does, because his analysis has been dead on, and so is mine. And I'm sorry it's not some simple black and white cookie cutter thing for everybody. It's knowing the case, being one of the first to ever cover it, and to follow it. Trump was never involved in anything illegal, but as I told you 18 years ago, the archivist found the clips. He found like a 15-year-old one, old clip. Under Lex Wexner, we had Epstein running a fleet of aircraft out of Bill Barr's operation, who'd been high-level CIA, ran Iran-Contra. He also was an attorney general twice. But during the Reagan administration, they kept the real operation away from the president, had one operation they told him about and briefed him on, another one they kept secret. That's all come out in Congress. So you have Bill Barr, super young, running that office for George Herbert Walker Bush and kept it secret. And that's all been declassified. And so you have Bill Barr's dad, who was the high-level OSS in World War II and then CIA after that, recruiting at the old girls' school in 82, Epstein. So I remember the MO immediately in my sources, and I even had Terry Reed, who was the second command under Barry Seal, shipping the drugs into Mena, Arkansas. That was, you know, declassified. Talking then about how they had lots of airfields around the country. It wasn't just, you know, the Clintons there. And, of course, Bush basically took a dive in 93, let Clinton get in because he worked for them and the CIA. And that's declassified that Clinton was CIA by his first year in college. Just look it up if you didn't know that. Type in Bill Clinton recruited by CIA in college. Hillary, too. So Barr will now not recuse himself from Epstein's sex trafficking case, as you see, as he did back at the time. 2019. So Trump is not in intelligence. He told you his first amendment, he didn't understand any of it. Now he's got a better idea. Now it's come out that Barr was working against him when Trump was kicked out of office in 2021, helping organize the different civil and criminal attacks around the country with Fannie Willis, Letitia James, and the rest of it. So, and he's been, you know, witnesses have come forward, they've recorded it, taken notes. So this isn't extract Trump from it because he took bad advice when they said it's national security, plus the cases are old. So Trump comes, okay, fine, we won't look into it. And I was told by people in the White House, Roger Stone, hey, Trump's not involved, we already knew that. But they've come to him, the CIA, and said, look, national security. And, of course, it's CIA, then MI6, then Mossad. It doesn't take guilt away from any one of them. It's all the same thing at the end of the day, people that know, no. And he took over from Robert Maxwell, who was the Mossad MI6 head of all this garbage before. That's declassified as well, partially. So it's always been about money laundering and paper play and buying off politicians and buying off academics and scientists. And the girls were just a hors d'oeuvre. It wasn't really about compromise so much most of the time as that, hey, we're all in a club and we all wallow around and do this together. Just like, you know, when you've got different gang initiations to go do something horrible. It's, you know, when you're, I never did this. I was never in a fraternity, but, you know, some of them, I guess, screw goats or whatever. They admit it's Skull and Bones. That got leaked. In the Senate in the 70s, the church committees that, you know, they have men, the older members pee on them, they bathe in feces, they lay in coffins for 2 days and chant and have demons possess them. I'm not joking. They made a movie, The Good Shepherd, that's very accurate about it, produced by Robert De Niro with Matt Damon. You'll see it, them pissing and all the rest on each other and bathing in feces. That's what they do. That's a rite of passage. But, yeah, screwing 14-year-old girls is a rite of passage, too. You also had a lot of weird medical experiments and Peter Nygaard's type stuff going on, stem cells, you name it, at Zorro Ranch. So that's just the preface for this. And no one ever wants to have the answers. No one ever wants to have the facts. No one ever wants to actually just end it and know it. It's more fun to just run around after all the civil and criminal cases and an endless cornucopia of new documents and recycled Jane Doe's that weren't real people and Melania's a whore, fake recycled. I said a year ago, when it comes out, they'll just recycle all this crap. If Trump gets spooked by it, he'll say, fine, shut it down because he's sick of it as a new distraction. Then they'll tie it to him, even though he's made a deal with them to shut it down. And they did that. Now he's pissed off. And I'm going to go to Barnes and shut up here in a moment. And Trump has said he wants it all released because it's all Democrats and it will embarrass them. And he said, Merry Christmas. This will be your last Merry Christmas. So finally, he came out and said what we told him he should say. It's a hoax and I'm involved. They're all involved. They're a bunch of sickos. They're the Democratic Party loves pedophilia. They're the problem. And whatever's there, I say release it. Democrat judges are blocking it, as they have been with the grand jury documents. And then destroy them. Not just, oh, it's a scam, I don't want to hear about it. But a lot of damage has already been done. So, Trump urges release of Epstein files to embarrass Democrats. Epstein docs show feds had laundry list of potential prosecutions. None of it Trump or his family. So why did Trump then do this? Because they've already sucked most of the real data out of it, and the CIA asked him not to. That was a mistake. That was him obliquely joining the conspiracy, and I said they'll stab you in the back, which they did. Now, with to give his take, correct me if I'm wrong here, where he sees this going now, will Pam Bondi take action, or will she still keep slow rolling despite Trump's orders, and will she be here in a month? And the latest on Cash Patel, Robert Barnes has incredible sources. Robert Barnes, thank you for being here today.
Yeah, glad to be here.
So how was my analysis?
I think it's dead on. It's what we said from day one, that, the Jeffrey Epstein is a intel asset of multiple Western intelligence agencies, the French, Israeli, UK, and the U.S., and that he inherited Robert Maxwell's position, literally signified by Robert Maxwell's favorite child, daughter, joining him after Maxwell's unfortunate slip off the boat. And so after he decided to try to blackmail the Israelis in exchange for getting out of his latest Ponzi fraud scheme of ripping off a bunch of ordinary workers in the UK. And so Donald Barr recruited him, as you've detailed. He's OSS at the Dalton School, very prestigious school. That gives him access both to underage girls, but also privileged people, including Ace Greenberg at Bear Stearns. And who is Ace Greenberg? Bear Stearns is the main middleman, intermediary for BCCI. And for the deep state, the BCCI, for those who may not remember, is the deep state's favorite bank until it became HSBC and became some other ones down the road. But at the time, in the 70s and 80s, BCCI was where you ran the money laundering, the arms running, the human trafficking, the info laundering, all of that as the Wall Street sector that was necessary to disguise all of that from public view. Now, he's such a fraudster and criminal, Epstein, that he's also running side schemes while he's at it at Bear Stearns. That gets the SEC's attention because of the real intelligence work he's up to. That means he's got to leave Bear Stearns, goes independent. And when he goes independent, he is now the direct middleman for all of these deep state operations. That's why he shows up in Iran-Contra. That's why he shows up in a range. You name a scandal of any kind from the mid-70s until the mid-90s, Jeffrey Epstein's name shows up somewhere along the way. But while he's doing all this, he's getting, the Mossad entraps Wexner, Leslie Wexner, who all of a sudden becomes this huge Israeli advocate out of the blue. And not only that, is showing up on a lot of the files. Girls were being kept there. That's now been publicly disclosed. Wexner was under criminal investigations, one of the key co-conspirators. This is the founder of Victoria's Secret. He's working with the French model agency that was also French intelligence that is running underage girls all across the country as simply and around the world as a personal benefit to the peccadilloes and perversions of Jeffrey Epstein, but also as a honey trap, blackmail, extortion operation. But as you point out, that was always secondary. the primary goal was money laundering, info laundering, arms trafficking, and being a deep state asset around the world for these key agencies. That's why every time a case pops up, mid-90s, one pops up that's now been confirmed out of Ohio and New York. What they didn't detail that I think will come out ultimately in the documents, there was another one in the late 1990s in Santa Monica, where he did the same thing at a great hotel there called Shutters. What the photos are detailing is it's even more shocking than people imagine. I mean, to a large degree, like to see so many underage, to see him publicly demanding underage girls in various emails, texts, and phone logs, conversations, et cetera, but also to see these underage people in photos in disturbing ways, because there's no logical reason for these little kids to be in these photos. It's not like he had any of his own, even though he wanted to create. And one of the aspects that you cover that most people have never covered is the eugenics angle. This guy was neck deep in eugenics. That's how he was infiltrating the new intelligence AI developers and creators. And these guys are talking about fascist ideology. They're talking about to use the new genetic capability to have race-driven eugenics. That's what he was going to do on New Mexico with Bill Gates, was create a bunch of little mini Jeffrey Epsteins and Bill Gates. That was his ultimate objective once the technology caught up to make that possible. And so this guy is deep state as it gets, as elite as it gets, as corrupt as it gets. And it just gives a window into how corrupt and perverted these people are. But it also gives a window into how corrupt and perverted our politicians are, that they would cover for this guy to such degree that they would shut down investigations in six different states by state and local authorities and by the FBI for more than 30 years. Indeed, you go back, the reason why he had to leave the Dalton School was sexual harassment of underage girls. I mean, this goes back to the early 70s. And those were the daughters of prominent, famous, rich, powerful people. So it gives you an idea of the scale and scope of his activities and the depth and degree of his depravity. So what we'd said all along is disclose it all, because the full, honest, transparent files will exonerate Trump and incriminate his adversaries, especially the deep state. It's not just like high-profile Clinton-esque, Clinton-era Democrats like Larry Summers and the like, and of course, Billy Boy himself, who Democrats are happy to overthrow right now. They're happy to throw them from the bus in exchange for taking pot shots at Trump. This is the deep state personified. This is why we have to destroy these corrupt institutions. This is why we have to weaken, if not end, the FBI, weaken large parts of the Justice Department, weaken the CIA, weaken the NSA. These institutions are institutionally corrupt. There aren't a few bad apples. The tree itself is bad, and it produces the poisonous apples. And we're seeing more examples of that, as we see that both Patel and Bongino failed to deliver on their promises, as both Bondi and Blanche continue to fail to deliver on their promises to the American people. And the problem for Trump now is twofold. One, he took the bait that Bondi and the rest of them lied to him and said his name was all over him. He had pressure from the intelligence agencies to say, hey, for national security, you got to shut this down. So he shuts it down, and all they do is stab him in the back and make something that exonerated him, now people think it incriminates him. And as part of this, he'll never be able to fully escape. There'll be a percentage of people that will always think Trump is the Epstein guy, and that was their genius move to get him to go in this direction. But the people that should have told him, no, this is garbage, is Bondi and Blanche and Patel and Bongino.
And by the way, to show how smart Kyle Serafin is, even before we had seven, 8 months ago, during the headlights thing on Fox News with Patel and Bongino, obviously told to do that, he was predicting that they'd have PR people in there who would plant stories with them and plant agendas that would then ultimately discredit Trump and walk him into that trap because he's so busy. And we're not just here defending Trump. We predicted all this would happen. I mean, even Massey, that's seen a bunch of stuff that had been released, he says, no, it's not Trump. He's protecting powerful people. Well, protecting him, the CIA admits now they came to him and said national security because Epstein was running a damn Air America 2.0.
Correct. Working with Leslie Wexner to do that out of Columbus, Ohio, when Wexner built that little private town outside of Columbus because Columbus turned him down when he
went. And we're the first to bring in Somalis.
Oh, correct. A lot of that. I mean, Columbus is where Ohio State is located. the state capital of Ohio. There's all kinds of, remember all the issues of the Lincoln Project people are connected to Columbus, Ohio. Remember the guy that got caught trying to run underage boys? That whole group of people connected to the former governor, would-be presidential candidate, John Kasich. So there was Longstead rumors about that. Remember, Karl Rove spotted him and, you know, even ratted him out years ago, and they kept his mouth shut about what he saw at parties. So, you know, this is broad scale. This is bipartisan. It's the uniparty. It's the institutional party. It's the deep state apparatus. And we warned Trump this is what was going to happen. Now it has happened. And so we warned that if he went along with their efforts to cover it up, he would end up getting blamed and they would end up getting exonerated mistakenly. But it's what a lot of people, the public, would think.
And by the way, I want to have the archivist go grab Barnes 10 months ago and like 8 months ago. You said this is a replay of it. So I want listeners to understand, because I got attacked for this. Oh, you're covering for Trump. No, we're experts. This is what we do. And if I thought Trump was involved in any of this, I'd drop him like that. I get sued and attacked for supporting Trump. If I was trying to go where I get least heat, I'd be acting like I'm a patriot, but doing nothing but attacking him all day, and I'd be boosted on YouTube, and all the lawsuits would be dropped. I had the Democrat Party tell me, in mediations, the only reason I could say it is because they said it outside mediation again, just drop Trump and the Second Amendment, and we will drop everything. And by the way, there's people who want to support you. And I'm like, yeah, I already talked to your bosses a couple years ago. They offered me $50 million a year just to me to then run a site for them. So, I mean, it's like no, we are telling you the truth. We have predicted all this. We understand this, okay? So everybody is so into hating Trump over Epstein. I'm the one telling you, and Bob is, Robert is, that he was going to do this, and it was the wrong decision, and everything we said has come out. I'm on air at least 15 years ago talking about the damn fleet of airplanes, okay? Like, we know this stuff, and the 14-year-old girls are important. But it's overall only focusing on that is a distraction from the intelligence agencies. So now Trump says, you know, in his post last week, he said, well, it's going to hurt a lot of innocent people, but that's fine. You guys did it. It's all Democrats. So I want it all out now. Screw you. That now tees it up to see, which I said he should do. It's the truth. I think he should go to press conferences. He should really lean into this now so people understand he's not part of it. He should just explain what happened. But yeah, if Bondi messes this up now, and this million-plus files they just found hidden in Southern District again, let's talk about that. Where does this need to go? What needs to happen?
Well, we mentioned that the Southern District of New York was hiding files all the way back to the beginning. And and Bonnie herself admitted this in correspondence she had with Kash Patel, saying she was shocked to discover that, in fact, there is a lot of the files being present in the Southern District of New York. Yet somehow she never got them. I mean, what we said at the time was there's no way they could have reviewed these files and concluded Trump was negatively implicated. So that told us they hadn't reviewed the files. They were being misled by people within the Justice Department. We also identified, Cal Serafin also identified on your show, the FOIA people are a big problem. The FOIA people are deep state people at all these key places. You think the deep state is going to allow some Ed Snowden type to be at the FOIA or a Tom Fitton type to be at FOIA, DOJ, or FBI?
Yeah, let's explain. You've got stuff in dozens of agencies, state courts, federal courts. Trump's ordering, you know, DOJ to get stuff out of grand juries. The Democrats file and block that, then play dumb and, you know, act like, you know, that Trump is covering up here. And again, then the imaging, though, to the public is that he's covering up.
Oh, exactly.
I understand. Camera malfunction. Those happen, my friend.
No problem.
Trump needs to get out front and explain all this.
Completely. I mean, that's what he's got to do. He's got fully disclose everything. It's what we said from day one. Fully disclose everything. Get it all out there. Do not let this go drip, 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 drip. Do not let the Democrats go out there and selectively get what documents and information and intel they want, such that they can do things to make it the records look false and fake. Like they were putting out photos of him with established models that were public photos pretending they were Epstein file docs when they weren't. And so all of that has to be done. And if he would do that, if he would continue to do that. So much.
Taylor Barnes, yeah. I've had manual malfunctions before. You take your time and fix that camera and come back to you, because I want you to repeat this. Folks, this is the record. This is what happened. And now we learn they hid a bunch of files 10 months ago. They raid. Then there's more files. They need to be indicted for hiding those files. We know it's Comey and his daughter. That's all on record. So that's why Trump has to not just rip the Band-Aid off, he has to go in whole hog and prosecute this. The question is, can he get Todd Blanche and Pam Bondi to do that. And that's really the problem here, is that no doubt Todd Blanche is compromised. What's the bottom line with Todd Blanche?
I mean, my view is he comes from the Southern District of New York. He comes from the Southern District of New York. So how in the world is somebody that comes from the SDNY going to expose the SDNY, which is neck deep involved in all of these problems from the get-go, all the way back to the 1990s when James Comey was there? Remember all those FBI agents that walked out of the SDNY when Comey was forced out? I mean, in 2017, that's who these people are. They're a bunch of, you can't trust anybody connected to the SDNY. You can't trust anybody connected to the FOIA departments. You need to, in my view, is bring in a special counsel that can handle this for sure. That can
And let's go back. You know the law, I know the law, the general public may not. You put in a FOIA request, there are millions of these happening a month, probably a week. It goes into these bureaucrats, and then they decide what to give you, just like Trump in his first term ordered all JFK stuff released, found out they were holding it back at the CIA and then down to the four-year level. And then the same thing happened again, and then he keeps finding out there's more. He's ordering it, and they're not doing it, Barnes. And that's what people have to understand. I've only got a 40-something person crew, and that means the janitor and the customer service and then the production crew and editors and all of it. If they all didn't work hard and stay focused and do exactly what I told them, this place would not operate. And they're all busting their ass. He's got 4 million employees, and most of them hate him. Remember, Elon Musk sent an email out and said, who is your boss, and give me 5 things you did last week. 53% didn't respond. So imagine the mutiny he's got here. It's like he's a head connected to a spinal cord that's broken. He's giving orders. I'm not even defending Trump. I'm defending reality. I'm surprised he's gotten as much done as he has.
Oh, no doubt. And what's happening here is the FOIA department is selectively redacted. They're redacting to cover deep state ties and connections. The deep state, remember, the people at the FOIA department have a legal right to look at all the files in an agency. So there's no way that they were going to let that be anybody but a saboteur, anybody but a traitor. Phil Kennedy, along with Kyle Serafin and others, has documented the person that's at the FBI in this capacity is a completely anti-Trump advocate. These are all deep state people. Deep state people control all the FOIA departments. That's why they've got to fire all those people. They've got to replace all those people. Here's my simple recommendation. You want to clean up the Epstein files? Make Tom Fitton special counsel. Just bring in Tom Fitton to be special counsel on Epstein files. He knows how FOIA really works. He knows how all the rules really work. He knows who all the key personnel are. He's successfully litigated the cases, and he's been a guy that's wanted to expose the Epstein file for many, many years. So bring in someone like a Tom Fitton that the MAGA can have confidence in and gets it all out there.
Can't Trump override FOIA? Because that's a congressional law under his executive privilege. He can declassify anything. Couldn't he appoint a special ombudsman that has the power of the president to just at will release whatever he wants?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And the Epstein file law is so broad, it gives him a green light to do whatever he wants. And they should have taken that as an opportunity and embrace that. Disclose all these Democratic ties. Disclose. In fact, I would do press conferences when you do these releases. They don't do releases where there's fake documents, fake videos.
I agree. I've told the White House this, and they're starting to do it. They need to go on offense. This Epstein thing knocked him down, according to the best pollsters out there, 7-8 points, and has never come back. He's got to do this. And Elon cost him 5-6 points. How do we get – stay there. I want to get your take on that. We got to get Elon back. I mean, Trump's just got to apologize. I mean, he's brought him somewhat back, but Elon, I've been told, has been asked back. He's like, yeah. So it's just bad move, man. We need to get on the offense on Epstein, and we need to bring Elon back. Come on, Trump. You want to win? Say you're sorry to Elon. We'll be right back. Let me tell you about this. Our sponsor, Bigly, and the products they have at theelectionstore.com are whatever the highest source, best quality, highest rated products are, we go out and private label them, and in some cases, soup them up, make them even better. So we did a year ago a survey, what do listeners want? And you wanted methylene blue, you wanted beef tallow that Kennedy talks about, which I know is great for cooking and is so much better for you than seed oils, and you wanted high quality Shilajit. He brought you all the best. They've sourced the best. This is so heavy. This is so huge. Tiny little scoop of this with whatever you're cooking. Makes it taste so great, whether it's potatoes, whether it's eggs, whatever you're cooking. Beef tallow is so delicious. It's just concentrated beef tallow, private label from the top ones in the country. No preservatives, no artificial ingredients, gluten-free, packed with nutrients, unlike seed oils, which are fake toxic garbage. Beef tallow Tylo is real food that promotes whole body health. Get 25% off now when you become a subscriber today, and then lock in a bigger discount. You can cancel anytime for free at alexjonesstore.com. Beef tallow has been all the rage. It's what the listeners asked for. We've got the best for you right now at thealexjonesstore.com. And separately, creatine of the highest quality type of creatine, 5 milligram gummies, huge container of them. Look into neurological studies, Alzheimer's, you name it. It's so good for young people, old people. Everybody needs it. Got it, 2 flavors, thealexjonesstore.com. And it's your funding this operation that makes it all possible. I need your support. I am funded by you. I am supported by you. And I'm battling the Democrat Party law firms that have been trying to shut us down, and we've been winning thanks to your support. But it takes money to fight this war. So don't wait. Get our creatine gummies. Get the new incredible beef tallow. Just as amazing or more is the bovine colostrum. The first 2 weeks from cow's milk is the ultimate combo of super nutrients. You name it, for your immune system, your clarity, your focus, your hair, your skin, your nails. It's crazy. These are the best products. These are amazing. They will change your life. TheAlexJonesStore.com. And if you're going to buy anything there, become a VIP. $30 a month. Cancel anytime for free. The minute you become a VIP in your profile, you get $40 to spend instantly, making $10. Special deals, special offers, special sales on everything. So if you're buying anything at TheAlexJonesStore.com, become a VIP. Cancel anytime. TheAlexJonesStore.com. Thank you for standing with us. We'll never back down, never give in, but we could give out without your support. So you are the reason we're still here, and I thank you and salute you for it. TheAlexJonesStore.com.
Welcome to TheAlexJonesStore.com, the home of real solutions. Fuel your day with Ultimate Burn and Ultra Methylene Blue. Replenish and recharge with Ultimate Sea Moss or delicious Shilajit gummies. Stay sharp, stay stylish with our t-shirts and sweatshirts. Perfect for any season. Don't wait. Tap into real gear and real supplements at TheAlexJonesStore.com. Power up today.
Force filled with incredible ingredients, ladies and gentlemen. Ultimate Power ignites mental clarity and focus, clean, sustained energy, enhanced blood flow and endurance, supports daily cognitive function. Ultimate Power at TheAlexJonesStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. From deep in the heart of FEMA Region 6, Austin, Texas, transmitting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
All right, Zelensky tried to kill Putin yesterday. We've got a lot of geopolitical developments. I'm going to get into Candace Owens with Robert Barnes and look at her tactics and what she's done, and I'm going to explain why I've been so upset with her. He'll be with us a little bit in the next hour when we're going to get to that, but it's bad. And the tactics I see her using are extremely deceptive and formulaic. And I'm just shocked by it and very upset. Very upset. You cannot accuse a sitting congressman and the head of security for TPUSA and other people at being at a meeting. And when they prove they weren't there, change the day and say, oh, no, we're worried about an undersecretary of defense flying in the day before. And then double back and say, oh, but they don't have, those aren't real alibis. And then the person you have is a certified serial mass abuser and con man of biblical proportions. And then they run around with all their minions saying, she's vindicated. He was at Fort Huachuca. I can say I was in a Walmart parking lot last night and that I saw Santa Claus there, and I could prove I'm in a Walmart parking lot, but where's Santa Claus? Okay. And so I started reviewing what she's done and been doing, and then who she's connected to. And I was like, oh my God, I dropped the ball. This is really bad. It's all anti-Trump, anti-TPUSA, Democrats boosting her, YouTube boosting her, the left celebrating her, and it is 100% clear what she's doing. And people that say she's the only one investigating Charlie Kirk's murder, that's another lie. And they go, oh, you're for the FBI, you're covering up. I broke Kash Patel on September 16th. From my White House sources with Tulsi Gabbard saying, I don't want to have your intelligence. I don't want to look at accomplices, foreign or domestic. And it broke a month later exactly what I said, the date I said. I mean, people give me stuff they're scared to put out. I mean, we literally broke. There's a cover-up. I don't know exactly what it's of. But, I mean, you don't then just say, well, there's a meeting at Fort Huachuca. Here's this guy that emailed me. And they're all plotting to kill people there. And then I'm supposed to say, well, that's okay. Let's move on. I'm like, Candace, this guy's a kook. This is wrong. You need to know that. And then her and her surrogates, oh, Alex Jones is showing who he is. Yeah, I'm showing who I am, right? And they also try bait and switches. Oh, he's for Ben Shapiro. He's attacking me. Ben Shapiro attacked me at the same TPUSA event a week and a half ago. Just because a bad guy's attacking you and me doesn't mean I'm with that guy. And then the Laura Loomer crap injecting herself, that pure horse crap. I mean, it's just a circus, folks. Answer the question, Candace. Because you're the inquisitor. Everybody has to be guilty until proven innocent by you. Do you accept the alibis, Grand Inquisitor? Because they're ready to bring out even more. Their Ring cameras at their houses, everything. But they're just sitting back going, do we... You know, we're about to file these lawsuits, and I'm like, give her a chance. Okay. Like, I advised TPUSA on a get their facts together. I'll just tell you now, for the meeting in 2 weeks ago in Nashville. And the council go, oh, coordination. Yeah, try not to destroy the country. Try not to get your ass suit off. I've been through this stuff before, stuff I didn't even do. I'm like, go show her the proof of this. Show her the proof of that. Show her a compilation of basically saying you guys killed Charlie. Then show her denying it. They did all that. They brought all that. I've got all the stuff they right here. They called me asking my advice on this stuff. Because they've had to move out of their houses, the death threats, the doxing, all of it. And they're like, we kind of not want to make a big deal about it, but God, this is really horrible. And I've known these people for years. They're like Goody Two-Shoe, Gomer Pyle, Andy, you know, from Mayberry. I mean, Charlie Kirk was the captain of the football team and, you know, the basketball nerd. And I mean, literally a smart guy, but a nerd. I mean, I'd have a dinner with him and stuff, and he'd call me on the phone, asking me to help him. He was like, don't you love Jesus? And I'm not trying to be mean, but he was like, yeah. That's why he was so successful, because he was so real. They're like, meanwhile, the disinfo, they're having sex parties and cocaine. All of that's lies. That's some of the Republicans and Democrats in Congress. So I just started noticing all the vicious lies by her and these surrogates against them. And then it was the RFK Jr. thing, like 6 months ago during confirmation, how she targeted him, saying he was a Mossad operative. See, I'm already doing it. Let's do this. Let's go back to Epstein and what Trump needs to do next hour. And the Russia thing and the Putin thing. Let's just do this right now. Guys, I sent you a bunch of stuff to print. Can you bring it in to me? Thank you. No, because I sent him more videos, more articles. They didn't bring them to me. So let's do this next hour. You don't have this problem. I say that something's coming up, and I have to start telling you immediately. So for congruency, I kind of introed this. We'll take this intro later next hour and cut into what me and Robert say on that later. But... before we go any further, let's just finish up with the Epstein situation. It's a no-brainer. He's got to go on offense. You saw my advice, Roger's advice, others' advice out of his mouth last week on Truth Social. We need to see a lot more of that. Let's put bookends on this Epstein situation. Robert Barnes.
Yeah, what was in the files was always in the files. Trump now knows he's been misled by the FOIA departments, misled by his own attorney general and deputy attorney general, his own FBI director and deputy director, because they never looked at a review of the files. We knew it was there just from years of studying it. They never looked at it. That's how we knew they were lying from the get-go. You know, Kash Patel saying there's no co-conspirators when in fact there are open files on a dozen plus co-conspirators. I mean, all of these things, that this exonerates Trump. So get it out.
Get the right people in charge, whether it's a Tom Fitton, a Tulsi Gabbard, somebody like that. Get them somebody that the public can have confidence in, that Trump can have confidence in, that will tell the true story of Epstein, because it exonerates Trump and incriminates his enemies. If people knew how horrible the true story of Epstein was, they would be demanding James Comey in prison. They who was one of the key people who covered up for Epstein for many, many years. They would demand, you know, Robert Mueller may be senile at this point, but Robert Mueller was one of the key complicit cover-up guys. That goes all the way back to when he covered for Isaac Asimov's son, who got caught with all that kiddie porn in California, and then he let him walk and let him keep the library of kiddie porn files because he gave him the list that he could then use to blackmail people. So if they knew that this is the ultimate indictment of the deep state, the Kennedy JFK files, RFK files, MLK files tell that same story. The 2020 election and the COVID issues tell that same story. Tulsi Gabbard's in charge of all of those except the Epstein files. If the Epstein files were included within that, she could point out this is how bad and rogue the deep state is. This is why we must deep six them. This isn't about revenge for Trump. This is about justice for America. This is about accountability for these corrupt rogue actors who are trying to destroy the constitutional republic. So the best indictment of them is the Epstein files. Use it for that purpose. Not only the Clintons and the rest, but all these corrupt rogue agencies. And Bibi Netanyahu is going to have to quit coming to the U.S. to try to extort Trump into another dumb war, because now the Epstein files put Israel and Mossad right in the target range. They also put the French intelligence and Macron and all their efforts to escalate us into Ukraine into the target range. They put MI6, UK, and Starmer into the target range so that we can keep us, not only take down the deep state, but avoid these disastrous wars they're trying to track and trick and trap Trump into getting into. So it has multiple benefits. It also helps him for the midterms. Clears up that Trump was the guy who outed Epstein, not the guy who kept hanging out with Epstein. Trump was the guy who, as Speaker Mike Johnson pointed out, informed against Epstein, not the guy who was being informed against by Epstein. The Epstein files confirm that. All over the place, Epstein, after Trump gets president, is obsessed with trying to come up with some fake story to blackmail or extort him. Why? Because he didn't have any blackmail or extortion on Trump. The no better proof of that than the fact that he's busy squirreling around begging people to try to come up with a story that he could use to get out of Dodge. So all of these things exonerate Trump. Go clean, fully put somebody different in charge of the file. You got to do that. Otherwise, what's going to happen is the House is going to hold indirect contempt hearings. They could drag Bondi there for the next year. And all this is they'll let Epstein dominate the agenda for the next year in ways that are negative or adverse to Trump, rather than positive and helpful to Trump like they should be. So if he would just put somebody in charge that has competency and capability, which is not Bondi, not Blanche, not Patel. And second, let them go full throttle, let them go whole hog, describe how evil and horrible the deep state is. I mean, many of the key Epstein people are anti-Trumpers. They're anti-Trump donors. They're Democratic Party hacks and apparatchiks, but they're all, or they're Republican establishment hacks and apparatchiks. Like, remember the Lincoln Group and got caught trying to run underage boys in. And a lot of these other types are, you know, Karl Rove had affiliations there, et cetera. So a lot of intel and information to be gathered there that's helpful to President Trump. Go full bore, do what he promised to do, and that helps him politically. Because he's the one outing the deep state. He's the one deep sixing the deep state. He's the one, you know, reinstating. You know, the other thing to do is bring back Doge in some form, if in no other form, in the Epstein files. That, you know, somebody that can take apart the financial information that's all there and expose the deep state's monetary corruption and the Wall Street firms it still implicates to this day. The various Israeli firms it still incriminates to this day. Various UK firms still incriminated to this day. Various French entities still incriminated to this day. Many of his key adversaries are incriminated by the Epstein files. Let do a Doge-style review of the Epstein files and the financial information in there so people can draw the connections, the way Doge was helping to draw the connections to systemic fraud that's recently been unveiled in another form in the Somalian fraud in Minnesota. You know, it always reminds me of the song, "I Love All the Somalis," that was years ago from you, Alex. So
have signs up on the churches and the businesses, you know, the boards outside that says, "We love our Somalis." It actually says that.
Yeah, exactly. It's great. It's right out of it. So this is ultimately, that's where you lead to the NGO fraud. Epstein, by the way, was neck deep in a lot of this. He was the money launderer and for helping set up fake charities, fake organizations, fake entities. Said that was really a front for various intel operations and assets. So you can take apart the entire deep state, which is Trump's true enemy. Trump's true enemy is not the Democratic Party. They're the face of the enemy. But the true enemy is the deep state. The American deep state is who tried to murder him twice. It's the American deep state that tried to put him in prison four times. It's the American deep state that impeached him two times. It's the American deep state that tried to bankrupt him multiple times in bogus cases and lawsuits. It's the American deep state that is not only his adversary, but the American people's adversary, the Constitutional Republic's adversary. So the Epstein files are the ultimate indictment of the American deep state. So unleash the right smart combination of people to expose what the real details are and let the chips fall where they may. And if they do, it will benefit Trump. It will rebound to Trump. It will restore public confidence in Trump, especially amongst a lot of these younger voters who have lost faith, lost confidence, who are, you know, off the Trump train. You can get them back.
But he's also got to explain, like you did, you understand the four-year groups and all of them are blocking it. He's ordered it over and over again. You understand the Democrats blocked the grand jury stuff. He doesn't just have the power to release anything he wants other than the executive branch, but he does need to now make that move, not the courts. So, yes, they have outmaneuvered him badly on this. It is a problem. What else is Trump facing that are big issues? Obviously, the economy has turned around some. Energy prices have gone down, but he overpromised, underdelivered. I like in his address 2 weeks ago, he explained it's going to take time. What else should Trump do?
Well, all the lawfare accountability needs to come about. We're on the clock. I know Harmeet Dillon's out there spinning that there might be a way to get around the statute of limitations. Everything related to COVID is about to run out on the statute of limitations for most crimes, because most federal crimes have a 5-year statute of limitations. So most of that is going to end by January of 2026. So we're right on the clock for the COVID prosecutions. We're right on the clock for all the January 6th prosecutions, because most of those are going to run out in January of this year, not only of the upcoming year. Not only that, with the everything connected to the 2020 election, most of that is going to run out for the statute of limitations. So what the heck is Pam Bondi doing? What the heck is Todd Blanche doing? So it looks like they're trying to run out the clock in ways that will be very damaging to so many of Trump's voters. Depended on him delivering justice and accountability, because they need it so that it doesn't happen again, so that we don't get another COVID pandemic, lockdown, stripping of our individual liberties. We don't get another stolen presidential election in plain view. We don't get another Fed insurrection that locks up political protesters under the guise that they were somehow insurrectionists in January 6th. So we need this to reform and deter these bad faith actors. We need some accountability going backwards, but also accountability to go forwards. You know, as Kierkegaard said, life is understood backwards, but has to be lived forward. We've got to live it forward. In order for the Trump administration to succeed, it needs to have accountability. And once it comes back to the same place the Epstein files come back to, the same place. I mean, you have the Pfizer case. He could join the Pfizer case. That's the Brooke Jackson whistleblower case currently pending before the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals. He could call in Pfizer, tell Pfizer, look, you're going to write a huge check to help people that were vaccine injured. You're going to fund the vaccine court for that Robert Kennedy's recreating to be a meaningful remedial court for the vaccine injured. You're going to fund it because of what happened with the COVID vaccine. Because Pfizer betrayed Trump. They deliberately delayed knowledge of the vaccine even being available till after the election, even though they had it before the election, just to make sure he didn't win. So he doesn't owe them anything except payback. So the join that case, the Brooke Jackson case, so that people can finally get relief and remedy for COVID accountability. The lack of COVID accountability, the lack of election 2020 accountability.
Well, we know Trump is really pissed from inside and out, yelling at them and stuff. We already see Bongino leaving, figuring out that he had people around him that weren't good. I'll give him that benefit of the doubt. But from all your sources, and I've got mine, what's happening with Bondi? What's happening with Tell? I think Trump needs to just jettison them, and then who should he bring in?
I mean, he's got to bring in someone that you can have confidence in that's going to be conscientious and aggressive. Now, I think Harmeet Dillon could be very good, that he could elevate from Civil Rights Division to head of the Justice Department. She's politically attuned. She's politically aware. She's connected to many of these cases. She brought COVID and civil rights cases herself in the past. So I think she could be a very good attorney general. I think Gail Slater, who's at the Antitrust Division, is doing great work. They really need to unleash the antitrust division. You want to get around real estate prices? You want to deal with farm prices? You want to deal with medical prices? Well, guess what? Use the antitrust division, because you got a lot of corrupt monopolies that are jacking up those prices in all three of those industries in one way, shape, or form. Take on the banksters and the Fed as well. I think he should restore going back to battle with the Fed. You know, don't defer to the Fed. Don't let the Fed keep mucking around on rates while the economy slumbers and the credit system struggles. The Trump second year of his second term should be Trump versus big tech, Trump versus big pharma, Trump versus big ag, Trump versus the Federal Reserve, Trump versus the big banks, Trump versus the military industrial complex, Trump versus the deep state. Those should be the narratives, because that will be consistent with his presidency and his election.
And in fact, that's the truth. We're still the underdog. We have a beachhead. We're fighting the establishment. They're building him as a king and an establishment. He's not been doing good messaging explaining that's not the case. Even Pelosi understands this, warns Democrats not to try to impeach Trump again a third time, because it makes him the underdog, which he really is. They understand what backfired. Trump has to not play the victim or play the underdog. We are the David versus Goliath still. He's got to get on that messaging. I mean, here's an example. The Democrats are able, because they gather the taxes up, the sales taxes and the tax on tips for the feds. They're saying they're going to hold the money in the blue states. He should make a huge issue out of that and just point out how they're obstructing everything.
Correct. I told people these Treasury Department going to be up there in a couple of weeks in D.C. talking to them. I think my recommendation to them is for them to put out formal recommendation and even maybe direct all the employers to drastically increase the exemptions, given that people that make tipped income, people that make overtime income, people that fit a certain age bracket have major tax deductions coming to them, people with certain child tax credits, and that should be front loaded by putting it into the paychecks now, because employees don't generally do that themselves. It makes them nervous. They're worried that the IRS will harass them if they get it wrong. So make the employer do it so that there's more money in their paycheck right away in January, right away in February. Because one, people need it. They're under a lot of economic stress.
And the senator pointed out that's the intent of the law. No, there's no more tax on tips. Don't collect it.
Correct. Exactly. And force them to do it. Don't let these blue states get away with hijacking those funds, because a lot of key congressional seats are in those blue states. Whether you're talking about Illinois or California or New York, there's going to be key House seats that will determine the future of the House in those states. So don't rely on employees figuring this out for themselves, because they get nervous about dealing with the IRS. Make the employer do it. Make the employer add it to their W-2 so they see a real wage increase.
When a tax is gone, you don't pay it.
Exactly. You don't pay it and then wait for a refund.
And let's be clear, you're a famous tax lawyer. You know what you're talking about here.
Yeah, I've done this for a very long time. And know that the workers don't generally put this is because the IRS years ago, some people put in big exemptions and the IRS harassed all these blue collar workers. So it terrified workers of taking deductions that they're actually.
You were my tax lawyer when they were about to audit, when they're auditing me. You came and did the books or had your company do it. And you said, you overpaid in 5 years, $6 million, but they'll probably come back with like $4.2 million, $4.5 million. You're going to be getting a big tax return. And then a year and a half later, they go, we don't normally do this. There's $4.3 million. So your company nailed it.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And that was you overpaid tax. You weren't underpaying at all, like these random speculators out there were doing, which was very good to see. So the truth of the tax law is often on the side of the taxpayer, but the IRS misleads people systematically and deceives them regularly. And because of that, I liked it when Billy Long was at IRS because he hated the IRS. So that was a perfect IRS commissioner. He's not there anymore. Scotty Bessent is running it. You know, I call him Soros Scotty because of all of his George Soros ties. George Soros made him rich. I don't trust Bessent at all. They need somebody else at the IRS that's going to be on the taxpayer's side, not the Internal Revenue Service.
And we know when Reagan cut taxes by half on average, revenues doubled. People spend more money, they make more money.
And it's another place to go at the corrupt NGOs. Let the IRS, rather than harass small businesses and ordinary Americans, take all of their available revenue agents and put them on all these rogue NGOs and fraud cases like the Somali case out of Minnesota, like all the other NGO fraud that is systematic and systemic across the nation. The IRS can unmask these corrupt NGOs that are not only undermining our government, they're undermining governments all around the world. So it would be a great public benefit to take those. One, you take these IRS officers and make sure they're not harassing ordinary people. But the other thing is you make sure they do actually something useful, which is to take apart the corruption and fraud.
Absolutely.
That is the NGO complex.
Stay right there. I want to come back and hit Putin and the peace deal and what Trump said about Netanyahu. Oh, I'll hit Iran right now. They do something. I mean, it was pretty bad. Admitting that they did hit Venezuela ports, so we are hitting the mainland now. Quite an admission about an hour and a half ago by Trump. And then I want to shift gears into Candace Owens, because we're not a gossip show. We don't do this. Everybody knows that. But it's become a big enough deal, and we don't want to become the mainstream media that puts out disinformation. We don't want to operate and act like they do. And I've never put out stuff that's intentionally wrong. And I can tell you, I see her now. When stuff is just proven, she just pivots to a new hoax. And I want to get your expert take on where you see that going and what's about to unfold. We're going to go to break. Please remember, folks, I am not funded by the Saudis. I'm not funded by the Qataris or the Israelis or the Republicans or the Democrats or anybody except you. You want to know who keeps the show on the air? Look in the mirror. You. And I make it really easy to support. If you've never gotten our methylene blue, we've got the best. If you've never gotten our CMOS, we've got the best. If you've never gotten bovine colostrum, don't know how great it is, we've got the best. These are incredible super nutrient compounds. Whatever's the highest rated, whatever is the very best known, we go out and go to the top companies. And in almost every case, they let us private label it. Sometimes we have to sign an agreement because they don't want to get attacked for manufacturing it for us. I've had a few say no. We just take their formula and make it better with our formulator, big companies we use. So you want methylene blue? We got the best. So good for your cells. So good for your body. 99% of people literally get incredible energy within 30 minutes. No letdown. Cleans out your cells. It's so amazing. We have the best bovine colostrum. The sale ends tomorrow night at midnight. The biggest ever, 60% off all the key supplements was the deal we were running. This is even better because there's already a big discount, but then you buy one, get any other supplement free. That means you can buy, again, a $20 bottle of some of the supplements that are inexpensive. They're all inexpensive for what you're getting. And get a $45, $50 bottle or most expensive supplements free. Did you hear me? Buy any supplement and get any other supplement you want free. That deal ends tomorrow night. This is an absolutely amazing deal. Also, we have the widest selection. It's really obnoxious because I asked for it, but it's been days in there. And some of the coolest designs are hard to find, but the point is, it's insane. Over 700 designs of ball caps, t-shirts, hoodies. It's all there. TheAlexJonesStore.com. And that funds this operation. I can't do it without you. Thanks for your support. Go now to TheAlexJonesStore.com and keep us on the air. We're getting great products. I didn't plug last hour because I've been so focused on the news. If I don't plug, we won't be here because I'm not funded by the Qataris or the Israelis or the Russians or the Jews or the Easter bunnies. I am funded by you. So I'm going to sell you products that really work so you want them. Now, we got two different flavors, Fruit Punch and then Freedom Mango. I didn't name this. It's a very, it looks like a firecracker. It's a beautiful cover. Ultimate power. How about unlimited power? Emperor Palpatine. But it really is a pre-workout, post-workout, Turbo Force 2.0. I mean, this is seriously powerful, super high quality. Everything it does for your body is next level. Ignites mental clarity and focus, cleans, sustain energy, enhance blood flow and endurance, supports daily cognitive function. L-citrulline converts to L-arginine. Don't know what that does. We got the best formula of it. It's amazing. L-theanine. Relax, wake up, clarity and focus. Natural caffeine from coffee concentrated. Vitamin B12, the highest quality, B6, and more. This is really strong. If you love Turbo Force, you're going to love Ultimate Power. We should call it Unlimited Power. I remember Palpatine on the cover. The point is that it funds the operation. I said, hey, we need a clone of this product or make it better for their store. And they said, okay, this is what they came out with. I've been on them for a year to do this. It's really strong. Tiny little scoop. This thing, by the way, is heavy. This is like a whole bunch of servings, like a couple months worth. So get yours now. I like the fruit punch flavor. And by the way, today's one of the last days where you can get 60% off on Ultramethylene Blue, Irish Sea Moss, Shilajit, and more at thealexjonesstore.com. Thanks for your support. Hour number four straight ahead.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.